Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, it is, what's today, November 5th, 2016, I suppose that's the right date, and I guess we're just a couple of days away or so from Selection Day, folks, Tuesday, November 8th, and with that in mind, we'll be talking a little bit more this weekend than last weekend about the carnivals, the circuses, and the clowns. How's that? The Three Stooges in one. I'm awaiting to hear from our guest, which is Monica Huggett from SouthAfricaProject.info. I thought I'd invite her on. I wanted to have on Kurt Hyde the first hour. You probably don't remember him. Some of you might. Kurt Hyde was on that program we did a while ago, in which I recorded it and then played it sometime, within the last 7 or 8 months, I think it was. And he was the computer program, a specialist in elections. He was a judge in elections in America, here in the United States, I believe from Texas. And he had a lot to say about computer programming and election fraud. And now we're hearing so much, and we've been hearing about it for a long time. We've seen it in the past, particularly in the past 16 years since 2000, about how elections are arranged, how they're switched, how votes are changed, how primaries are handled according to the two parties in the states, Republican and Democrat, if you will, and of course the Secretary of State's office, the Board of Elections in every state, and in basically who staffs them, and what it comes down to in the end, in the final analysis, is it's not who votes that counts, it's he or she who counts the votes that matters. That is the bottom line for Rick Adams, okay? That sums it up. Now, we have Monica Huggett on the line with me. Monica Huggett Stone is with us from South Africa, I believe. And hello, Monica, are you there?
I am here. Thank you for having me. And how are you?
Very well, thank you. I was just saying that I was going to try to get Kurt Hyden again, since he is expert in the field of electioneering and in computer programming, particularly for these states that that use the computer voting machines and generated votes that are, many cases, just counted, assembled outside of the United States. But I thought, quite honestly, that in lieu of him in the first hour, I would invite you on because you in South Africa, and having been in America for many, many years now, back in South Africa, have seen a revolution through the so-called ballot box, even though it was a fraud, as we know. You saw the change take place in South Africa from white rule to so-called black majority rule, and I think you would find a lot of comparisons to what is happening in America today, particularly in America and in Europe, the Adamic, Caucasian, Israelite nations of the Bible. So before we do anything, I would like to have you, if you don't mind, Monica, offer up just a word of prayer before I begin the program.
Our Heavenly Father, we ask in absolute humbleness your guidance. Bring your light into this darkness. We are being swamped by satanic rule, by evil so terribly devastating to your children. We do not ask to give us the right president because he's only human. We ask you to take over the rule and lead your children. We ask it in your holy name's sake. Let it be. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Monica. Well, how are things going today where you sit in South Africa? We know they've gone from bad to worse since the so-called election, the handover of power to the African National Congress, the communist organization, and that America is following in that trend now. But where does it look like today? How bad has it gotten where you are in South Africa?
Well, it's really bad. We're heading for a revolution. In actual fact, we had this week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Pretoria was burning. Yes, they set alight Paul Kruger statue, amongst other things. They burned buses, they burned trains, because they're asking for more equality. I have no idea what that means, but what is very interesting is that the Anglican Church is dancing, or toy-toying, as we call it down here in the southern tip of Africa, with the ANC or with the Democratic Alliance, because there is no difference. Malema, the leader of the Economic Freedom Front, are complaining about the money being in white hands and Indian hands, and that's got to change. And of course, we just had an election, August the 3rd, local elections, and the ANC didn't do too well, so they're upset about that. And of course, the others didn't get the majority that they really wanted. And then the stupid whites, I'm sorry to say that, but the stupid whites really think things are going to change because the Democratic Alliance have the majority in the city councils now. Nothing is going to change because the same people manipulating the ANC is manipulating the Democratic Alliance, like they do in the United States with the Republican Party and the Democrat Party.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
We all are being ruled by the hidden government. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
And the power elite. We don't have a say. I think Douglas Reed put it very nicely in his book, The Dangers of Democracy, that the average person thinks that he has the say when he puts a little cross or press the little button on the computer. If you don't have a say, it's the one who counts the votes. You were so correct. In the 1994 elections in South Africa in KwaZulu-Natal, that is, of course, a predominantly Zulu, we had 110% people voting. So, you know, go figure. But nothing was said about that. That's okay, because they got the people in they wanted in. Now they want Zuma out, because Zuma is too moderate to the liking of the power elite or the money power or whatever you want to call them, Illuminati. There are so many names, but it just comes down to the soulless people, as I call them, people who do not carry the light. And the war is against us who is carrying the light. So this is what's happening here. They complaining about education. They want free education. This week they had the riots in Pretoria. They had it in Johannesburg. They had it all over the country. Pretoria was worse. And you see how they bring out the dormitories of the universities, the mattresses, to hide behind. And then they shooting the police with catapults, whatever they put in the catapult that they cannot even handle because it just shoots them back. I don't know how they do it. I cannot explain it. But anyway, then they put all these mattresses on one on top of the other, put gasoline over it, and set it alight. So they won't have a mattress to sleep on, but that's okay, just as long as they can burn it. This is what's happening here. Yeah.
That's the process there, and, you know, in this country, we went through a similar fate. A good starting place to see the level of democratization of a republic is when they began to meddle judiciously. The United States Supreme Court began to rule in cases, like Plessy versus Ferguson, had to alleged school desegregation, Baker versus Carr, those decisions that impacted on the whole business of the Republican concept of state government vis-a-vis the federal government. So we had this process called one man, one vote. And, of course, we know in Rhodesia and in South Africa, that meant one man, one vote, one time. Here in America, we continue the charade, Monica, you know, with one man, one vote, and that's considered democracy. You don't have to have literacy anymore. You don't have to own property. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is be alive, and in many cases, you can be dead and still vote, too, as we have seen. Here in my state of Rhode Island, where we have a duplicity in the registered voters, we have over 150,000, I believe, of voters who are counted twice. So they're trying to hastily make sure that that is cleaned up, so to speak. But see, I'm a realist, and I am also one who looks at things in an objective manner pertaining to voting. First of all, we have no republic any longer. We have a democracy that is an empire democracy, and voting today is totally, in my opinion, a farce. It is a farce, and I've said so, and I will not be contradicted, because there are many factors that people overlook. We are no longer a united people. We are no longer these United States of America. We are an empire crumbling. We are no longer sovereign. We are no longer answerable, and the politicians are no longer answerable to the people. We have no electoral college for all intents and purposes. We have a politicized electoral college, which is just like a corrupt backroom, back alley machine. Then we have the primary systems, the two-party, one-party system, which essentially tells us that if we don't vote within the box, then we are considered to be ineligible to vote, or you might as well stay home. So we have all the aces in the deck for them. In other words, for the synagogue of Satan, they've controlled these options for a long time. And when you try to make a choice, even at the local level, let's say you want to reject a bond issue or spending issue or whatever it might be, your local legislature, they are overruled by the federal government today if, in fact, the federal government has a lawsuit that it entertains and then decides against your vote. So you have essentially no vote, okay? And I'm being a realist about it because, as I've just said, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong when I say that the vote is not a republic. It is not an organic constitutional law any longer. It is strictly a despotism of judicial oligarchy and an empire nation. So I've proven this. I've shown it. I've seen it. Now, you want me to continue to participate in a corrupt process like that? I don't think so.
No, because if you partake in it, then you're part of it.
Exactly. And
I mean, it's interesting you're talking about voting. I mean, I voted the last time. I voted in my whole life only twice. Once was with a referendum when I said, yes, I want the republic. And the second time was I said no to giving it over to the ANC. No, sorry, I must correct myself. I voted three times. At least we had one right-wing white party, the reconstituted National Party. And we got 276 votes. Oh, my goodness, I was so upset. Then I got a call from an ex-Rhodesian missionary, and he said, I want to talk to you. I want to tell you, they must not be part of this. because then they will be destroyed by God to be partaking in this evil system. You've got to stay out of it. And this is what I think Pastor Robert Pyle said so many times. I don't know if you remember it. He said, we're in the system, but try and live out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
we try our best to do it. And he suggested about the election of president. He said, it'll be much cheaper to put a lot of names in a hat. Then you pull a name, make him president for a year. If he's not doing his duty, kick him out and then pull another name. At least you save a lot of money, because how many billions of dollars are they wasting? And there are people dying of starvation. That's really sickening, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Well, here, for instance, let's take this idea that we have these two candidates, okay? And you know darn right well, as far as I'm concerned, again, they own both horses in the race, ultimately, mm-hmm. because they control mm-hmm. the reins of power, the synagogue of Satan. Now, we've got yeah. Tim Kaine, okay? He's the vice presidential candidate with Hillary Clinton, I believe. And she and he are one when it comes to one man, one vote, one time. He is speaking in Arizona. And he's speaking in Spanish to an Hispanic audience. And he's making it very clear that this is the future of America. Latinos will have a very important voice in this election. And the mm-hmm. option is crystal clear, said the senator from Virginia. And he said it all in Spanish to a crowd of estimated to be 360 people gathered at the Phoenix rally. Now, he's doing it, and you know Don right well, despite all of the good rhetoric that has come from Donald Trump, that unless he plays ball and unless he compromises mm-hmm. genuine mm-hmm. flex, that we are not going to have any change whatsoever in policy, because it just does not happen that way.
No, no.
As you've seen in South Africa.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, I see how the whites here complain about Zuma's incompetent and he's not educated. Yeah, of course, he only went to school for 3 years. But that's not the issue. He was put there by the people who wanted him there. And he will stay there while they want him there. If he's done whatever they want him to do, they will remove him.
When he reaches his usefulness. Right, right.
Yeah.
When you outlive the usefulness, as we've seen with not only politicians, but mm-hmm. we've seen that with the so-called civil rights leaders, such as Martin Luther King, Ralph Abernathy, and a host of others, then it's time to say bye-bye, you know, one way or another.
Exactly, exactly. Or you cross them because you get so comfortable in this power position, but you don't have any power because the boss hasn't spoken yet. And the boss will tell you. Or the Don, whatever you want to call him, I don't know. But yeah, it is, and this is what our people do not understand. They don't understand that there's a hidden government. But Roosevelt said also, didn't he, that nothing in politics happened without being planned.
Exactly so. And if it happens, he said, it was planned that way.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
and until we understand that, you know, the truism that he probably was the only time he ever spoke truthfully was when he made that statement. It was sort of like a confession, an open confession. And now we're reading about, about Adelson, Mr. Adelson, the casino magnate, allegedly, anyway, from Veterans Today's columns, that he's boosting Trump with a $25 million defeat of Clinton. Then we've been hearing for weeks now that Mr. Schwartz, George Soros, is predicting a landslide victory, perhaps not just in popular votes, but electorally, of Mr. Trump. And then you have to ask some big questions, don't you? Huh?
Exactly.
We come back. Stay with me, Monica. Time for a break. We'll come right back.
Hi, My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
And we're back with Monica Huggett and Monica Stone, South Africa Project.info. And of course, we're welcoming any calls, any different opinions or views, any views on the upcoming Tuesday selection that is scheduled to take place, barring any unforeseen developments, of course, at 800-313-9443 is our number. But what I just said to you, Monica, I guess you were giving your nod of approval. You agree with what I just said before the break?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Adelson, absolutely. Got all these rich trillionaires of this tribe that are putting their money. They're starting to switch now with the head of the FBI, who's an old friend of them, and, of course, one of the connected ones to the intel community through the banksters. They're basically all one, and now they're starting to turn a little bit against Hillary in the last week and a half, huh?
But are they?
It doesn't matter. They own both horses in the race,
exactly,
don't they?
Exactly, exactly. You know, you're talking about the money. Well, Mugabe of Zimbabwe is really in trouble, money-wise. The banks are empty. They can't even, the pensioners can't even get the cash because there is no cash. And then this very nice Mosenthal Jew from Botswana gave Mugabe $2 billion to keep the country going. And I mean, here you have an excellent example that they keep him there because it suits them. Doesn't matter if his people are starving. if they don't have jobs, with 90% people, with, you know, unemployed, that's okay. Just as long as they can take the minerals for nothing.
That's all they want?
Well, that's all they want. Yeah, I said, well,
I mean, you were flat for this. I'm sorry.
No. It is, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it's it can be really funny if it wasn't so tragic.
Indeed.
But it's really not funny if you think about this New World Order that's already long, long time ago established. It's not something they're working towards. It's long, long time ago. It's working for them. I mean, I can see it now in retrospect in my country, how slowly they put this frog into the water and slowly warm it up. So we were fried. And this is what they're doing to you. Absolutely,
well,
the same thing. And bringing all these aliens into the country the whites the minority. This is what's the idea. There's a war against white people worldwide. When are our people going to wake up to understand this?
Well, that's Esau and Jacob again. You know, let's be fair about it. Let's understand Genesis 25 and 26. We know where the war is. If we know the scriptures, the book of Genesis is the most important foundation for the rest of the scripture. We need to know that, I think. And this war between two nations in Rebecca's stomach, in her belly, is going on today and playing out right up till the end of this age. So, it's so easy for me to understand that now, to see it plainly, that what is happening with Europe and what is happening here in America, Israel/Israel, is that war is consummating now and coming to a terminus. They're destroying our nations, our people, and the only state, the only bad fig tree entity in the world is an exclusivist club, which is expanding its deadly roots, its empty leaves, its dead leaves, right?
Yes,
isn't that obvious?
Yes. That's also a very interesting statement. Somebody said to me the other day, but you don't understand. The people are brainwashed, and they eat. There's something in the food and in the water. I said, don't start with me with that. I also eat the food. I also drink the water. But I'm not brainwashed. I can see it. I'm a realist. As you said, you're also a realist. Is it because these people are not supposed to see? So that this thing can play out?
Well, we can't argue with the scriptures. The scriptures do say that, you know, that the true people of God are a bit sottish, they're a bit stupid, and that they are in a spirit of stupor, slumber, is really, has placed darkness upon them for a reason, and the reason is because if they knew the truth that his elect would know in the last day, they would be deceived and make the wrong choice. And that's what he doesn't want them to make, the wrong choice, which is when Satan himself comes as Jesus, them accepting him. And he's going to come as a savior. All right, we got a break, and we'll come back with your calls just ahead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
And we're back now, folks. Monica and Rick in the first hour. Art will be with us again in the second hour today. We have November 8th coming up in just a few days, and I want to get your thoughts on all of this from whatever perspective you come. I think Monica and I come from a similar biblical, political understanding of things in these days that we live, and it's very precise and we study Daniel and we study Ezekiel and so forth. But right now, let's go to the phones and talk to Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Where I live, there's hardly any white children being born. And when I see a white child, especially a white girl, she's usually being led around the store or the parking lot by her black foster father. There's a $250,000 reward from the Department of Health and Human Services to the local foster family program. Each time they arrest one of these white girls and force her into a interracial foster family. And there's a demographic pressure and a financial pressure pushing this agenda. And I don't hear any talk host anywhere on this network speaking the word genocide. Not a one anywhere.
Well, I mean, we've talked about it with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. and he's written the book and the articles in the Barnes Review. That's what he's all about, exposing this genocide against Jacob. So, by the way, he's on his website, his radio program, AndrewHitchcock.com, AndrewCarringtonHitchcock.com. So I think we bring it up a little bit here, Rich, you know.
But you don't know. There's going to be no future. We can wake up all we want, but if we have no children, and what few children we have are in the custody of black families, then aren't we really just dead now?
Well, yeah, but they're in the family's custodies, but the families are basically owned by the state. I think this is a statism issue, in my opinion. What do you think?
Yes, I know the finance.
Monica, sure. What's your view on this situation in America, what he's talking about?
Well, I saw that, and I can just tell you that it's the same situation in South Africa, that you cannot, for instance, adopt a white child. If you go on the list to adopt a baby, they give you a black. If you insist on being to adopt a white child, you take off the list. End of story. That you've got to adopt privately, otherwise you will not get a white child. They are really pushing this mixture of the races. Yes, they are. It's the same thing here. It's the same thing over there. But I am not going to lose the hope, because we still have babies. It's not how many we are. It's the quality of people we have.
Well, what about abortion, Monica? Now, abortion was outlawed under apartheid, so-called, and with the ANC, it became legal, wasn't it?
Of course, and it's white going for abortion. I mean, the blacks don't care. They just also throw the babies in the trash can or flush them down the toilet. This is what they do because they don't care. It doesn't matter. Of course, you deal here with a tradition, or and I can land into trouble by saying this now, is that that the black woman must prove that she can have children, and they of course prefer girls because they are being sold. They pay labola for her, and so they can make money out of her. This is what they're doing. This is a tradition of the black races in Africa. Yes, and rape, of course, is in South Africa is really, really bad. A woman gets raped about every 20 seconds. They don't even go to the police, because you can be raped by the police also. They don't do anything about it because it's not illegal. It is a social disorder.
All right. Richard, any final comments before we move on?
Well, if a white girl is poor and she doesn't have any way to make a living, she can live free for 18 years if she has a black baby.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. Yes.
All righty.
Of course, because
thank you,
I blame the white people not taking care of that. They would rather help a black than helping a white. We have the same problem here. We really have a white problem, because they don't put their money where their mouths are. They'll rather help the black than helping the white. I can see it in the camps. We've got about 1 million whites in squatter camps who need help, because there are no jobs
for whites. Well, what they're doing here now is, with the white population, the poorer whites here are enticed to go right to the state from the federal government to accept assistance of all sorts. So they're given the option, if they have the baby, don't worry, the state will take care of them. The state will provide you assistance. They'll give you SNAP, nutritional food stamp program. Mm-hmm. They'll give you housing. They'll provide for all sorts of assistance. So the state is basically taking care of the children. And that's where the vaccinations come in, and that's where the Medicrats come in. So, in other words, the state is filling the void of the natural family and the natural parents, you say? That's a natural progression downhill. I mean, that is the diminution of the family unit, you say?
Yes, of course, they destroyed the family unit.
Mm-hmm.
it was planned that way a long, long time ago. It's just now more obvious than it was 100 years ago.
Well, you're right. Karl Marx, you know, Mordecai Levy said the 10 planks of communism to oppose the 10 commandments of God, they would have to be enacted fully in order for the communist revolution to take over. And destroying the family, he even boasted that he said even the most radical, you know, will bristle at that. But unless it happens and it comes to be, then the freedom, the rise of the proletariat cannot take place. And basically, what are they doing? They're not out abolishing the family by decree. They're doing it by chipping away, and they've been doing it for 50 years in this country now.
Yes,
in
America. Yeah, and you only need one generation, and that's 40 years.
Yes, yes. So we have this chipping away, this, as you said, the frog in the kettle, you know, this gradualism taking place, and along come these politicians on the local level, the state, the federal, and president, and somehow they're going to wave a magic wand and reverse all of this. And I don't know. As I said, I'm a realist, and I just don't see that happening. Let's go to Wes in Idaho now. Hello, Wes.
Thank you, Rick, and your wonderful guest. I get called a white racist and get my messages deleted on the chat rooms right here on RBN. One of the hosts here on RBN thinks Colin Kaepernick is just God's gift. He should be voted in president. There was a black radio host on RBN the other day that did not even know of the attack on the USS Liberty. Unreal. I cornered him, and he said, well, Israel didn't do an attack on the USS Liberty. I know. Unreal. And nobody has pointed out on this RBN that David Duke won 95% the other day in a debate, the polls given for him. So I hope David Duke wins. It's even more important to me anyway than Donald Trump. That's my comment.
Okay. All right. Good. Interesting points of view. I think this, see, it's a little bit different here in America than it was in South Africa, where you had these diverse tribal populations. Here in America, it's a different process. We have the same issues, basically. But the invasion that's taking place of America, as exemplified by Tim Kaine's statements in Arizona, is the pandering to the crowds. When the taxpayers no longer can support the burden, Monica and Wes, what happens then? That the influx takes over, and the Pied Piper of Hamelin is just leading the nation over the cliff, because it's the it's the mob that rules. It's the mob that rules the political leadership, you see?
Well, that's democracy, isn't it? Mob rules.
Right. It is. Okay, well, thank you for your call. All right. 800-313-9443. Now, I mean, we're all looking for a political messiah, I think. Not all of us, but I think most Americans are looking for a political way out of this debacle that is destroying us from within. And I have to be faithful to God, to the scriptures, and say they're, you know, the ancient Israelites, our forebears, did the same thing 4,000, 5,000 years ago. They did it, and they went into captivity because they trusted men and man kings rather than trusting the King of Kings. And, you go from Judah to the tribes of the 10 northern tribes, and each had its own despots, each had its own good kings. But the fact is, in the end, they had to realize that the kings were taking them down the wrong path, because all of them, to some degree, were compromised. You know, whether David compromised with, Bathsheba and interracial marriage, sex, or whether it was Zedekiah who compromised, in Judah. All of them, to some degree, were leading their people, and the people were always in and out of captivity because they always had the wrong kingdom, you see? And today America is the same people, only a different era. And this is the generation of the bad fig tree planted in Jerusalem. So now it makes a big difference to know how this is going to work out. Can America be saved? Can America be turned around through the ballot box? Or is it going to be the jury box? Or is it going to be the cartridge box, you see? People forget about that at Lexington and Concord, you know? But in all of those cases, it takes a spiritual catharsis to understand how to fight the enemy. This is a spiritual battle, Monica, and I can't get that through to a lot of people in my life. I just can't get that through.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. I get so frustrated. They just don't understand. They just don't understand it. One good thing I can say about Donald Trump is that you never had a candidate really waking up people, and because he was pointing out a lot of mistakes and a lot of problems, while the others never did that. All they do is A will attack B and B will attack C, and so this is what they do. But at least he was talking about issues. That's not going to help, but at least people started thinking. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing, and people are fearful in actually beginning to try to talk about it. In my dating activities, they will when you ask them, but they don't wear the pins, they don't flaunt the bumper stickers, any of that stuff. All they do is secretly hold it within them, and that in itself speaks of how effective the corrupt media have been in making people fearful of even talking about these issues. Let's see if we can bring up callers here. Joe in Rhode Island is next. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Monica.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Monica. Great show, guys.
Thank you.
Many of our ancestors, if you looked at their Bibles, some of the old-timers, you would note that they had in the margins, in the front and the back, the genealogies of their families. They used to write it down in the margins. This one married this one on such and such a date, and this one married this one on such and such a date. Well, you see, this is a continuation of the seed line from the kings of Israel of old. See, many of these people are the 10 lost tribes of Israel, but they don't know who they are. They call themselves Gentiles. But they are actually the lost tribes of Israel. They themselves don't even know who they are, but they do the things that our ancestors used to do. They put the genealogies in with the scriptures. And that was the way they kept track of the Christian genealogies. Now, the wars between the Christians in the 1300s, the Crusades. When the Crusades came about, many of the records that were kept by the different churches all over Europe were destroyed in that era. Therefore, you couldn't trace your genealogy back anymore. This is similar to Hansel and Gretel, when they left the breadcrumbs. And then when they were coming back, the breadcrumbs were eaten by the birds. Well, that's what happened in the Crusades. All the records were destroyed. That's why you cannot trace the genealogies back. All these genealogical programs they advertised on TV can't go back beyond a certain time. So this is the connection that our people have, both the South Africans and the Americans and the Europeans and the Australians and from Iceland and all over the world, the Christian genealogies of the 10 lost tribes, but yet they don't know who they are yet. But little by little, it'll happen,
right?
Mostly in the millennium. Now, Rick, I found an interesting word. You'll find this interesting. In Revelation 13, count the number of the beast. Are you familiar with that line?
Yes.
Scriptures? mm-hmm. and then it gives it a number.
666.
Well, if you trace that, that's it. Well, if you go to a Strong's Exhaustive Concordance and mm-hmm. you look up the word for count, you'll find that it's subfizo, and you have to trace it back to the fourth root. You have to go back four words to get to the prime of the word. And the prime of the word is, I'm going to do the homework for you, is to calculate or to manipulate a vote or a ballot as a counter.
Yeah, yeah. I get you. So it all ties into voting and elections, though, huh? All right. Okay, we're going to take a break. Joe, if you're done, though, if not, you stay with us. And also, we'll have our next caller come up right after you with Monica Huggett with me today. That's Terry Tech Juking on. We'll be right back, Monica.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Hello, folks. We are back again with Monica Huggett. We're reaching the end of the first hour. Is Joe still with me? Joe, are you still there?
One quick thing, Rick, and I'm done.
Sure.
I just want to say to the folks that understand the lesson we just had on count the number of the beast.
Yeah.
That the Father's word, his word, is that place of refuge in these end times.
Right.
Go to his word, stay in it, dig a little deeper, and you'll find all the happiness you need.
Absolutely. And, he is the word. He is the word. So you've got the sword.
He is the living word.
Absolutely.
Actually talk to us in the Zen Times, Rick. Tell us where to go and what to do.
Absolutely.
Now, Monica, I would like to say thank you so much for you for coming out and being a great Christian, doing that great Christian walk, and putting your money where your mouth is, so to speak. And I'd like to thank you for all your efforts, and may the Father bless you richly in these end times for being a spokesman for his people. And we thank you through his Son, Yeshua Messiah, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Monica. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much, Joe. God bless you, too.
Yes, yes. All right, Terry in Texas is our last caller right now. Hello, Terry.
Is this Rick?
Yeah, this is him. You're following an act here now.
So I've got the right number.
Yeah, you got the right number. It's not Ricardo, it's Rick.
Rick, my cup run is over.
Okay.
Even where to begin. I don't know whether to comment off of what Joe just said, because it ties in exactly what he was going to say, but I'll probably save that for another time. But I can't imagine. I think earlier you were talking about, of course, you were talking about Trump. I just can't imagine that Trump is not this red herring that's being presented to us, and it's sort of dovetailed in the scripture. They own, control, lock, stock, and barrel everything. You probably, two points to tie into that that would, illuminate that were the very first debate between Clinton and Trump. Of course, it was advertised, but what was discussed in this meeting, we never heard about. But meeting in secret, who did Trump and Clinton have a meeting with before their very first, I'm sure you know the answer to that question, before their very first debate?
Well, I know that that we're talking about Goldman Sachs' relationship to him now. So who was it? Who were you speaking?
Bibi Netanyahu had a private meeting.
Yes, that's right. Yes, he made his peace with the devil, huh?
Yeah, and then, I don't know, I just started listening to your program about 10 minutes ago. I didn't catch all of it, but he came out, his number one selection for Treasury Secretary was Steve Mnuchin.
Goldman Sachs. Here we go again.
Goldman Sachs, and on George Soros' wealth fund, he was on that as well, too, and also a tribal member.
Well, isn't that a surprise, surprise, surprise? Wow.
The great prophet of old, Gomer Pyle, even knew that.
That's right. Well, thank you for those words of wisdom, Terry. I'm glad you brought it up. Monica, any comment? We're almost out of time in this hour, but I want to thank you for being with us. And
you're welcome.
Give your address. All right. Hang on for a minute, Monica. I want to just have you sum up. Thank you, Terry, for your call. Art will be coming on soon, but we got a break in the halfway mark right now.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.